What's up, everyone? What's up? It's your boy, Sadie J, checking in, holding down for my girl, Goldie, today for Real Spur Radio. We're going to do how we always do it, man. Give you a quick little music break and then come back. We're going to chop it up with yours truly and my boy, DJ Chase, man. Y'all got great show for y'all as usual. Be back right after this.
Tryna look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody wanna grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds. Instead of rapping about what they selling right now, exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw beat, charge me with ass, yeah. Young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, you nigga motherfuckin' street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Only thing coming out my mouth.
Trill talk.
Trill niggas know what I'm talking about.
Trill talk.
Let me introduce you boys to the South.
Trill talk.
Fuck, baby, all I do is trill talk.
Trill talk. Trill talk.
Love it, man.
I'm the fattest, hardest rapper since Biggie died. Ain't this some Rick Ross,
Ross?
But this is Trill Talk. I say, what the fuck I want when I feel. Been over 10 years, bitch, I'm finally what that is. Ask around town, bitch, I'm hot as fist grease. I wish a pussy rapper would up and diss me.
Nah.
Cause I got goons, boy.
Boy.
I call them goon squad.
Boy.
Them choppers so big,
big,
ain't got no room for them.
Yeah.
Trill Talk, coming $2 a curb. All eyes on me, nigga, who the fuck care? I'm an outlaw, bitch, I'm about that shit. Cause we slipping, bitch, you tripping, I doubt that shit. These niggas slipping on the south side, huh? See about it, stop running your mouth. Nigga, this is Trill Talk.
What's the only thing coming out my mouth?
Trill Talk.
Trill niggas know what I'm talking about.
Trill Talk.
Let me introduce you boys to the south.
Trill Talk.
Fuck, baby, all I do is Trill Talk.
Trill Talk.
Trill Talk.
To myself, niggas will thought.
Yeah.
Never ever will I trust a now another hoe.
Nah.
Cause when you leave your homie,
first the back door.
I'm from Double Cup, Tex Tex, Granddaddy County. Where niggas sip, drink, and blow smoke till it's cottage. A couple dimes, but most of hoes ratchet.
Ratchet.
A couple real, but most of niggas plastic. I'm from a small town, somewhere around Dallas. Come on through and I'll show you a rally. Nigga, this is Trill Talk.
Yeah.
What's the only thing coming out my mouth?
Trill Talk.
Know what I'm talking about.
Trill Talk.
Let me introduce you boys to the south.
Trill Talk.
Fuck, baby, all I do is Trill Talk.
Trill Talk.
Trill Talk.
Baby, you're the star of the show. Baby, you're the star of the show. laced in the fine exotic jewels, fine diamonds, paparazzi taking pics. Mommy, you the hot topic. Everybody speculate when and if we're gonna be. No, let's not disappoint. Give them what they wanna see. Girl, you the hottest thing that ever hit the movie scene. Already know what I wanna be.
I just wanna be a feature. Baby, I just wanna be a feature. Baby, you're the star of the show.
Got a nigga spending time. We all out in public, let the world know you're mine. The baby on the grind, might put a nigga down. New shoes, new fit, shit she help a player shine. Them baby girl a dime, so I treat her like a star. I'm just trying to be a feature, all eyes on her.
Welcome to Real Split Radio, and with your boy Fetty J, and my brother with the most, my boy DJ Chase in the building.
Hola, hola.
Yeah, man. It's yet another Thursday, so y'all know how we do it. And hold it down, and let's go crazy, man. Of course, you know, like I said, we're going to a shorter format. An hour. The show will be an hour today. So, give you guys. This is kind of what we do on the show, and what we do in this new is temporary format. We talk about some of the entertainment news. We give you some of the local news, which is something my scene out and about, or we also give our workplace drama. We hear that as well. Sometimes we go into a little topic too. So. Definitely, man. Just keep up with us. And, heck, you can always feel free to call in and share your opinions and whatnot at 347-202-0389. So, first off, Chase, would you kind of let everybody know, man, what's been going on with you for the past week, man?
Man, not much really. Just, you know, been making some I guess you can say lifestyle changes. I've just been experimenting with different kind of aspects of my diet and stuff, and trying to cut down on red meat and all that. It's been interesting, but started trying to juice a little bit and buying more fresh veggies and stuff. You know, using that stuff for seasoning instead of like ground spices you can use. So like it's new, man. It's different, but it's actually all right. Like that's actually tastes pretty good.
Now with that, man, I mean going on, you know, a lot of people know here in the show that I've talked about how I've made changes of not eating certain meats and all that good stuff. You know, I've been doing that since March 5th, and I'm not eating certain foods, and it's just for you. It is funny because I was just talking to our mom, and I was telling her like it's funny because it's like I was on my teeth grind because I eat veggies so frequently now, it's ridiculous. Like just like for, and then like I go to Subway, I get tomatoes on my subs or whatever. That's because I got subs, I get tomatoes on it. And it's interesting, even with the salads, I can eat tomato, and even with a really juicy tomato, it doesn't bother me. I can eat it with no problem. So I find that so hilarious that she's always been the veggie person. You know how I'd be like, not that I hate veggies, but it was just like, you know, I didn't the boss from like I do now. So, yeah, man, you know, it's, no, I definitely commend you for that because I know you know firsthand as well, man. It's a tough battle, but man, it's worth it at the end. So yep, man. Now, kind of talk about the juice thing because you were kind of telling them a little bit, like explaining that because a lot of people are always skeptical. They hear about the stuff, but they're always skeptical of trying it. Kind of like let them walk us through what you do every day as far as the juicing technique.
Yeah, we were scouting out, you know, decent price juices and stuff. And came up, one we kept seeing good reviews on was the Hamilton Beach Big Mouth, and we wound up seeing it at the store. Excuse me, seeing it at the store. So we were calling around to see, you know, different prices and stuff, and that wound up being at the same price everywhere. So we ran with that, and we got it. We went and bought like a whole bunch of produce, and, like a whole bunch of fruits and veggies and stuff. I actually made some orange juice. Only took like 2 sips of it and got it sitting in the fridge. But we were making more veggie-oriented ones. We put a little celery and kale and spinach and all that in there, some fruit. It's actually not as bad. Like I said, I know my first one I made, though, it tastes like V8 straight up. Put a tomato in. I think I might have put 2 tomatoes in there, and it made it taste straight up like
V8. Did you knock yourself in the head like they'd be doing a commercial? I'm like, that is so corny.
She was tearing that juice up. It's worthwhile. Like I say, if you trying to get into eating veggies, but you ain't a big veggie eater, I think it's cool to go that route and you know try to juice some things. But I think it's not as bad as it seems. Like you tell some people, but yeah, you know I juiced. I put a little. Put some apples and some blueberries in there, and I put some celery and some spinach. Like, you know, they start thinking, like it's poison or something, but it's actually better than people think. Like it actually helped. We were just talking about this, Nicole, me and my wife, who were like talking about how it kind of curbs your hunger a little bit. Like, I feel like it don't take as much to get us full.
Man.
When we full of stuff, that's always the plus. It's expensive though, initially though. Like that shit can be crazy. Trying to buy, you know, the fresh veggies.
Yeah, that's what my appetite is now. I don't have to eat that much to be satisfied. Like I'm good I'm good. I'll put like different stuff on the plate to get a taste of everything, but I don't have to have a whole lot. Like I can literally like for lunch eat a 6-inch Subway sandwich would be good. Like matter of fact, today was what I ate. Like my first meal of the day was an early lunch. Well, that wasn't really early lunch. That's what time lunchtime really is. I had Chipotle, and then I ate Chipotle. I was like, okay, I ate a pretty heavy meal pretty early. What I ate for my lunch break at work, I ate white cheddar popcorn. You know that smart food, man. Smart food tasting good.
Nah, you know what? You need to try that. What is it called? Like it tastes so much better. Like if you like the smart food one, you gotta. I'm telling you what it's called. It comes like a red bag.
Organic popcorn.
No, but it comes in this red bag and it's white cheddar, but it's so good. It tastes way better than the smart food. It's like popcorn veal or something like that. Like it's real good though.
Well, see, I pretty much got that because I drove to the corner store by the store.
I know they sell it at Walmart. I'm sure they got it at other places too, but I know they got it at Walmart. But yeah, I think if you have that, you ain't gonna ever want to eat small food again. I'm telling you right now. And they make kettle corn too. I ain't a kettle corn person.
We had a bunch of organic snacks like a couple weeks ago, and we actually that was like something the popcorn we ate was like. It was like interesting. It was like I can't remember what it was. It was like cane, like peppermint cane or something like that. Something real natural.
No. Yeah,
I can't remember what it was. It was sweet, but I just can't remember what it was. It was just sweet, but it was like weird. It didn't even feel. It didn't feel like it was like a bunch of calories coming down your throat. But yeah, man. Now, as far as you, I know how we do it, man. We talk about some of the stuff we do that's been happening around the world, as well as what's been happening in our neck of the woods and whatnot. First off, man, we're going to the entertainment industry. This business stuff has been like crazy. All right, so this is actually a news story that broke today. And it had something to do with Mark Cuban. Actually, Mark Cuban reached an interview with him where he was talking about everybody has their own prejudices and whatnot. It was, of course, that was in reaction to the Donald Sterling situation. And as far as him being, everybody trying to get him out of the league. So my question to throw at you is, what's your take on that, man? Because I've still been sitting here like,
it's crazy that you brought that up because I was, like, right before I left work, I saw this video with Terry Crews talking about the same thing. And his take was, he was like, yo, if you don't point fingers at Donald Sterling, you got to point fingers at yourself. Because you got to think about it. Like, anybody can record anybody at home in their own privacy, and they get angry at somebody. Like, everybody goes home and they say something. I hate these damn crackers. I hate these niggers. Like, you don't go home. If somebody piss you off enough, that's what's going to happen. But now I ain't defending because his mindset now the situation brought other things to light. But they're very quick to try to appease. So it reminds me of what's her name, Paula Deen or whatever. How they chastise her, but you got to think about it. Like, 5 years before that incident, they would have gave a damn. They would have said something. They would have said, if somebody would have said, nigga, if somebody in high power, they would have never got penalized until after that incident.
Well, no, actually, you know what happened before that? It was, you remember Don Imus guy.
Who? You said Don Imus?
Yeah.
Oh, but he did the nappy head holes. Yeah. Well, you know what? That reminded me of, you know, around, it was, those incidents were pretty close because of the Don Imus thing and an old dude from Frasier.
Yeah, I know you're talking
about. Their career, like I said, their dynamics, everybody always count them off as old and seen. That's kind of the thing they were going with Donald Sterling too, though. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, think about, like, at the end of the day, he didn't make his situation better when he was trying to do the damage control thing. Like, he kind of made it worse because he started, instead of being like, yo, I didn't mean for that, I was angry. Instead of just being real, and I was angry, and you can't tell me that you wouldn't say something similar if you were angry at a certain thing, or if somebody crossed the line with you or stuff like that. Like, for one, it's kind of hard for me to justify that, because I can understand how he was mindfully saying, yeah, he hit that in his own private home, and I can understand that because we all have said crazy stuff in our own homes. But on the same note, he hanging out with a girl my age, and he's married. He's been married for what, over 5 decades, so. He's hitting it with his side piece. Like, so we over here trying to sugarcoat stuff, but you pissed off your side piece. Like, we supposed to feel sympathy for you for saying something in one of your properties when you were sitting there dipping on your wife? Like, that, I can't really give you a pass on that, but I do
I'm not giving him a pass either on what he said that was said in private, because although it was said in private, but if you watch that interview he did with Anderson Cooper, this is how that man really thinks. That wasn't just angry. He reminded us exactly why people want him out of the league. He reminded us
He's not the only one. And like the only owner or whatever entity in the NBA that does it, like, you know, because he honestly believes that, you know, he owns these players. Like, that was like the diction he was using when he was referring to the whole situation. Like, I've done more. Like, when he was dissing Magic, like after Magic came out and said, you know, whatever he had to say in regard to him, he was like, I don't know why we give so much reverence to a dude who went to every city and was having sex with every lady and wound up catching AIDS. Like, he said, you know, that was his own words. And then he said, Magic Johnson didn't do anything for the black community. I don't know, I do way more for the black community than he does. And I'm like, so you signed a couple basketball players throughout your lifetime and we're supposed to attach you on the back. That makes perfect sense.
You write a couple of checks to Boys and Girls for Mother Patch on the back. Are you in the trenches? This boy, Mike Johnson, only sends his money. He gets in the trenches and goes to these places and actually tries to make a difference too.
Yeah, because I don't expect for him to go to other women.
You are because the reason why you got in trouble in the first place, you were messing with a woman that was on the side that wasn't your wife. So you can't come back down and talk about some nonsense.
And then his wife pulled the weirdest thing too, though, when all this stuff was going on. She She could have just kept herself removed from the whole situation, but she comes out and says, like, he didn't really do anything. Like, yeah, she was sitting there trying to justify for him, and you realize that this wouldn't have happened if he didn't piss off his little side piece, right? Like, but she saying her husband did no wrong, and, you know, and even though the whole situation is just off, and the fact that she would even come to his defense, and she could have easily kept herself removed, and even if she was just as old and ignorant as he is, nobody would have ever knew. But, you know, I don't know. I'm a fan of using my noodles. Not everybody is a fan of doing it.
Nah, like I say, you just made a point by him having a side piece, and that's what the main problem is. Like, so you're going to come, I mean, everything he says, he does. You're going to sit here and try to say about Mike Johnson running around here, it's not justifiable at all, but the man was single. You're married, and you got a side piece, which is why we went there, and someone who never knows has not gotten in trouble.
No, but apparently that's something that's been going on for years, though. Like, he's always been talking to other chicks on the side. That's all people with money do. So.
Yeah, because they feel like they can do whatever they want and make the rules. And it gets to my nails and people like that, man. Like, oh, it doesn't even matter if they're white or black, because it doesn't matter. They have some of these people that get money, they don't know how to freaking act, and they think they can just do whatever and not have any consequences for their actions.
Yeah, but as far as them taking his team, I don't think necessarily they should do that. It's just a lot of players are gonna automatically know to use their better judgment. You're gonna realize you're gonna be treated like property and not a person if you sign under this dude. But on the same note, you know, it's still a dynasty that he made with his money. Like, I know it's one of those things where you be like, so still, it's not, you know, it's not equal and it's unfair. I'm with that, but on the same note, you know, like I said, his dynasty is tarnished now. Like now he's gonna be a joke in the NBA. But it reminds me of this cartoon I saw a few years ago, and it's so funny how it was a short skit and very indirect, but it was this Lil Young Money cartoon and it had like when Lil Wayne had said that crazy stuff in regard, I think it was about LeBron's mom or something, then they like came to his house and they were just in their basketball jerseys and they were talking noise to him, and then the former commissioner comes out of nowhere and says, like, why are you niggers not in your suits and blah blah blah, like, because that's kind of what it is. Like, he's not the only one that's like that. Like, that's I stand by that 1,000%. And it's just some people are a lot smarter in the situations that you put themselves in.
Man. They just always doing something.
It's ridiculous. I mean, because we know even on the other side, like you said, some people that say that it's on the other side of the fence with faith and stuff. But, I mean, so the next thing I want to go in on, which we'll come back when we come up, we're going to go into the local, we're going to talk about the local news as far as what's been happening in our neck of the woods that we've been peeped and go in, man. So we'll be back right here on Real Spirit Radio with your boy, Sadie J, and your boy DJ Chase in the building. Man, we're going to be back. We'll go to this track by... Bam. Amanda, that's what I'm going to go with. I was like, never mind. Okay, here we go. We're going to go ahead and go to this track by 3 Live and be back.
I'm in my bedroom trying to see where you and me went wrong. My life is complicated not to know that you are gone. I apologize for the action that I may have made, cause we just argue back and forth like first take. I gotta man up and stop this doing wrong. Put away my selfish ways cause I never wanna be alone. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me? If I text you with a heart, would you miss me? Or is your friends gassing you up so your heart would never feel so empty? I take this time, it's time right here, just gotta make things right. I'm Floyd, you Pacquiao, so you know I ain't trying to fight. Just tell me what's the issue, no need to cry, I can be your tissue. Baby girl, I miss you, that's why my love is floating through this pad and pencil.
I just wanna be the man that treats you right. I just wanna be the man that holds you tight. I just wanna be the man that you like. I just wanna be the man in your life. Now it's me without you that I was done. But girl, I ain't through. I must admit, I can't live my life if I don't have you right by my side. I love you, girl, more than you'll ever know. And it's been rough, hard for me to show. Promise to keep it real, promise to stick around, just as long as you continue to hold me down.
Sitting around thinking about my baby, no way. Don't even know. We never had these problems, we just talked it out. But we can't even seem to argue without boxing out.
No, you don't call me, cause you don't want me.
All things was inconsistent, babe, I tried to play the game.
Now that you're all gone, I'm all in the wrong.
I know I was tripping, baby, damn, I want my girl. I tried so hard to stand by you, but you left me cause you were too through. Now I'm sitting here wondering why you told me bye.
It was you and me, now it's me without you.
History, baby. The reason we broke up and do not be talking is sometimes a mystery, baby. The fussing and fighting and constantly nagging, the things that be driving me crazy. I know you still love me cause I really love you, that's why I've been missing you lately.
And now I'm laying here thinking about what went wrong, that's why I'm sitting here looking at your pictures in my dorm. You and me, we both moved on, it feels right but we know it's wrong. What the hell has been going on, why can't we still get along? Discipline, it's a guarantee. Baby girl, I'll give you what you need. No keeping secrets, no selling dreams. I'll mess up, but I'll get it right. No breaking up, I'll put up a fight. I'll treat you right, you'll be my wife. I just need you in my life.
It was you and me, now it's me without you.
Gonna make me a sandwich. Yeah. Eat my lunch, hit your bitch, hit the booth and do damage.
Right.
They can't understand it. Why seem rogue? Sorry, that's focus. These voters are focused. Burn it down, blunt. I wanna give them my roots. They take my DNA and they take their stuff with my motion. The open up, the close of the designated enter. Take your kick, catch your kick, I got two kickers. Break your kick down, look, I'll jump your sister. My little pack, you was up is all in her fist. You talk fake shit for a little two-pence to win. Took two steps and there go two-pence again. Flip the rim flames with every flip on my tongue. How you wanna get dead, mid-rare or well done? I know I raw, son. Real fucking sweaty. Time twisting like Bobby, falling like Whitney. No, fuck that Britney, my shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, shit my take my head off. Bust that lid off, you hear how your gun sound. That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. Stand a point, mass at the ears, have you getting down. Blue, pick it up like, how the fuck you sit it down?
I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about in the life, la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about in the life, la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about in the life.
Magical shit I dreamed about as a kid as an arms reach. So I work wizardry in the booth hoping songs reach. Every fucking corner, nook and cranny of the globe. Saturate the market, have it dripping down your nose. Cause I'm sick of the nose. You can't, you won't. I just estimate that I'm blow their fist full of smoke. Jump off a bridge, hope you land on a boat. Break up your spine, force a love as a couple. Mr. No Condom, rap game limbo. Eating up the mic while fondling my pickle. Hip hop pickle, no starving artist. Just a greedy motherfucker that's gonna eat regardless. Load me in your cartridge. Take a sip of courage juice. Ride by your enemy and let loose. Audible and a sea dog, I give you the juice. Every album like a bird, I'm about to give you a deuce. Fuck screaming, I'm the best, I'm gonna give you the proof. When I'm spitting, it's like gems dripping off a gold tooth. Flip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profile penmanship, they caught up in my rapture. Skin shimmering like a Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh. Shit. Flip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profile penmanship, they caught up in my rapture. Skin shimmering like a Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh.
I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about in the life, la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about in the life, la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about in the life, la 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 la.
All right, boom, welcome back to Real Spirit Radio with your boy, Steady Jane, and my partner in crime, my boy, DJ Chase. So, yeah, man, before we go, we got a lot more stuff we got to talk about in these last 15 minutes, man. I tell you, we can jam-pack stuff in an hour, like no problem. So, first off, man. What workplace drama and local news, what and local ratchetness have you seen over these past 2 weeks?
Man, it's been pretty it's been pretty tame on the work front, man. Like, it ain't been an overflow of ratchet. That's because a lot of people been off too.
That's interesting.
I know I kind of sort of went off on my supervisor, man. And he expected too much of everybody. And I had to let him know.
Well, you're a fake supervisor, or y'all got a new supervisor then?
Nah, the supervisor.
Okay. They don't know. They kind of have world domination there or something, man. Trying to hear. We're just trying to have y'all help take over the world for not taking over the world wages.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, people ain't as inclined to go out their way like they used to because they know they're doing it for no reason. So you can't blame people for not wanting to go above and beyond anymore because you already been told us basically that we're not going to get paid for doing more than for exceeding expectations, but you want us to exceed expectations for our pay.
Now, I mean, here's a question. Do they do stuff like fun activities and bonuses and stuff like that for y'all?
Of course not. Like, the only time they did bonuses was when some of the people that came over from the client, then they would try to do some incentive for people working a 6-hour Sunday or something. Did nobody want to work on Sunday? Like, I've worked 2 Sundays. One I worked a full shift pretty much, and the other one I just came in for a few hours and then left. But yeah, I don't. Nobody has incentive to work a Sunday, and then the fact that we might have to give up on Memorial Day, and we're not going to be compensated for that either. But hey,
so it's a government holiday. Y'all not going to get paid.
Maybe
y'all want to get paid for it anyway.
We have backlog, but we're super short staffed, and we got one scanner to do 6 scanners worth of work on.
Wow.
Yeah, we should never be behind if we actually had the manpower. You gotta think about it. If I'm not there running the scanner's not moving. So yeah, but I got personal things I gotta do too. So sometimes I ain't gonna be there and the scanner ain't moving. I mean, that's your bad for not hiring the people we need.
Right. Because here's my thing with me, y'all know how I go about my job. They give me headaches sometimes, but I would say at least that, like, what they kind of somewhat not make you, what's their saving grace and not making you as mad at them is the different activities we do every, like, yesterday I got a chance to do a talent show, and I was doing some stand-up comedy and some dancing. And really had a good time. I didn't place with the judges. But I did place with the people and with the audience. They loved it. And everybody's been coming to me, oh, my God, you are hilarious. And I know you're that hilarious. They said, oh, so it's a good look, man, just to feel that. And just know that, you know, it's just the love of people that really just showed me, man. So. It gives you some reassurance. And we do, like, so we do every month, we do cupcakes to recognize birthdays and anniversaries, work anniversaries, to say. So, yeah, we do all kinds of stuff, man. And that just drives me nuts every time I hear that. When I hear what you had to do, you said like you worked 10 times harder than I do, and you get paid less. I just don't understand it. I mean, if their justification is hey, we give you benefits, so that should be enough. You know, that's not. That's
yeah,
not
our benefits, our benefits are trash.
Trash. You know how you feel on Obamacare.
It's weird, man. Like
I hate Obamacare, but that's what they call it.
Well, I kind of wish, like, if I would have known about the. Like if I would have went a little deeper and noticed the little tax credit thing,
I probably
would have ran one of those.
This is a judgment for everybody out there listening too. Pay attention really closely. Y'all have a chance to try to enroll again in November. I know the deadline was. Yeah, you have a chance to start enrolling again in November. So yes, I would have taken advantage of it. Especially, they show you so much more saving grace, and you can pick what you need for what fits for you, and have more of a choice of what insurance company you want to use, all that. So that real mean, man, because you know, you ain't none of jobs I have, you need no benefits. So. And I mean, it sounds like when I hear people, man, she's better anyway. Right at the rate I'm saying, as far as what the right I went. But, shoot, man, that's pretty much a workplace drama. As far as local hot mess, I've noticed, again, I think we put this up so much, DJ Tracy's annoying. In the club, if you're a guy, you have to explain to me what compels you to want to find another guy to expose you. Like, that has to be the most unheterosexual thing you can do, is worry about another guy doing a slow jam.
Because he probably listening. He probably follow you on Thug on Twitter or something.
He probably do what?
He probably follow you on Thug on Twitter.
He follow Young Thug on Twitter. That's a good one. Because they sit there and fight. I mean, I sit here and watch these people. And I hate looking at the girls that run to the stuff. Like, that stuff is cute. Like, you know how people run to the fight, but it's different. Like, run to the fight like you're a member. Like, ooh, girl, he fighting. Like, ratchet. That is so ratchet. And it's not just local. That's a local report I'm making. It's something that happens, I'm pretty sure happens everywhere. And that's just so ratchet. Like, I'm sorry. You just cannot sell me on that. Now, in technology news, which y'all know we hard to that, but we got a lot of technology to talk about. One of them. I don't think I told you guys, but I got a new phone. Thank God. Because that ATC was down. That bug just drove me freaking nuts. And people, shout out to me being in the new generation. And I have the Samsung Galaxy S5. Definitely, man, this is pretty fun. I will actually, and shout out to Ryan's in the chat room, BA25 Fix Magazine. I actually will be covering, I'll be doing a little small review about what I think about the phone in this magazine, and also be giving y'all some summer tips, man, to keep y'all from being bored. Because a lot of y'all, I don't want to see it in my timeline. Y'all complaining all day, and you got plenty of things you can do, and it don't always got to be expensive. Like, I want to know this, DJ Chen. Why everybody acts like they can't use freaking Groupon? And because I have the Groupon app on my phone for a reason. So, yeah, I'm that person. I'm going to still move your grill with just a goddamn Groupon in a second and pay $5 and be just fine. Don't give a damn what nobody got to say about me. Now, other technology news now. DJ Chase, I know you actually No, he actually, now, he got me into this game called Trapper Code 4, which you can find on Steam. I've been playing it. If you like SimCity, you're going to like this like 10 times better. I think I might be lowballing by saying 10 times better. I think like maybe 20 times. The graphics, the gameplay. Riley goofy, so yeah, man. So Trapper Code 4 is pretty fun, but I know you're getting ready to get 5, man. You know, what made you decide to go ahead and get 5 too? You know, some people, you know, once you're on one game, you're like, I'm going to keep playing it over.
I've had 4 for a while. Like, ever since I built my PC, I got 4, and then I played a ton of 3 back, you know, back when. But, you know, I saw 5 and they had it for a discount if you pre-ordered, so I was like, yeah, I can't go wrong with that. And went ahead and got it.
Now, question, what are they going to have noticeably different in 5 that's not in 4?
They're doing like a dynasty thing where let's say you die, like your presidente dies, you get you can make your presidente's family and you go through different eras. Like, you know how like I was playing this one on Tropico 4 where you had like a big rebellion on the island, and you know, that part of the campaign didn't even end until like 1998. But, and it started in like 1960 and went on through 98. But you'll notice a difference in time spans and stuff on 5, where it starts off in the colonial era. Then it goes up through World War, and then it goes to all the way through, you know, through the Cold War and stuff again, then all the way through modern times. You know, because modern, they had like this modern times DLC thing, but you know, for 4, which is probably the best DLC for 4, but all this right at the gate. Some people were saying that they think they stripped down some features to accommodate for that, but I had to see, because now you don't, like, they changed up a lot of things. Like, you can actually hire managers and stuff on 5 too, so I can't wait to see how that is, because you can't hire a manager, you can hire a ministry person, and they can help with your exports and stuff on 4, but on 5, yeah, you can hire managers to help with that aspect, and they changed the trait to, I got to see how that is too. They changed how the trait system works. Hopefully, you can still level up your traits like you can on 4. But I can't wait for that. And then they kind of changed, instead of it being U.S. and the USSR all the way through forever, they changed the names of who, what, considering you're going to be in the colonial era and all this stuff too. And, you know, because the USSR wasn't even around after what? After like 90. So, you know, it's kind of weird that they still had them around even when you get deep off into the 90s on 4. So they changed up some stuff. I can't wait to see how that is. See how fast it downloads. I don't know how big the file is supposed to be.
All right. Well, shoot, there y'all go, man. Man, can't wait. I know for my day off tomorrow, I'm going to be working on a magazine and playing some Trapper Code 4. So that's how I'm going to be spending my show. I mean, it's going to start tonight. That's funny. That's funny, marathon and stuff, but
Heck, man, that's what's going down. Man, see y'all, it's about that time coming to a close. Man, remind y'all guys that y'all miss any parts of the shows or want to hear old shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/FeddyJ. That's P-E-D-D-Y letter J. And also go to iTunes, type in Dust Five Radio Network, find all the shows on there. And if you download the Beyond Pod podcasting app from the Google Play Store, you can listen to it on there too. And it comes out very smoothly. Even when it was down, it was coming out smooth. So that should tell you something. Other than that, man, I just appreciate everybody for just showing support to what we do. And definitely, man, everybody have a great night, man. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And shoot, man, we out.